Fags, congratulations on the year and commiserations on the result.
Thanks, Gary. It was, mixed emotions about the whole thing. Feel very proud with the way that the group improved this year and the way that we conducted ourselves in the finals. Even though we lost both games, we didn't take a backward step and we performed pretty well, but frustrated and disappointed that we haven't got at least one win to show for it over the last couple of weeks. And, with the group, I think, when we review it, what we'll see is, despite the fact that statistically in both games we did really well in the key areas that you need to do well in, we just had little moments defensively and little moments offensively when we had the ball in hands where we lacked composure or a little bit of concentration.
That's the word that I've got written down here is composure, and that, I guess, comes with playing finals, and that's why sometimes you often hear it and you go, oh, well, you know, teams have got to play in finals before they can appreciate it, and you don't really want to buy into it, but when you see some of the things in the past couple of weeks, you sort of go, yeah, well, you know, young players do need to get a taste and a sense of just how much is at stake.
Yeah, we were trying like hell not to buy into it, but I think it is right to just a different level altogether. And, I saw some little lapses in concentration that were unusual for our players, even some of our more experienced ones during the finals, and it just goes to show that when the heat comes up, it's quite unique, and the more you can get to experience, the better. So for us, probably, the two finals that we played, plus the leading games against Geelong and Richmond at the G in front of big crowds, it feels like we've amassed four games of finals experience in the last month. So that's a real positive.
Hey, Chris, good morning to you. It's Tim here.
Tim. How are you?
I'm good. The intercept marking of Haynes and Davis in the last quarter, what was going through your mind when that was happening? Did you think it was all about execution from your play? You're getting the ball in there, but they're actually picking the ball off. What did you start to think around that time?
Yeah, it was a combination of the guys delivering the ball in, had other options to kick the ball to, but under the heat of the battle and the closeness of the scoreboard, I think just banged it back in. And we also had some of our tall forwards in particular, they were the guys leading up, and because they didn't get used, Davis and Haynes, good readers of the ball and the play, were able to take those intercept marks. So it was a bit of a combination of both. Sometimes I felt like our tall forwards should have just held to just enable a contest. But it's all good in hindsight. You lose a game by 3 points, and you hit the post twice in the last quarter, and little moments during the game. You look at all those things, and you get disappointed. But we'll learn from it. But they're great. That's their A grade. One more thing that Davis and Haynes do, and when we played them at Giant Stadium in round 16-17, we did pretty well to take a lot of that away from them, but late in that game on Saturday night, we just repeatedly kicked the ball into the same area and repeatedly got the same result, unfortunately.
Talking to Chris Fagan, the coach of the Brisbane Lions. Martin was, I thought he was the best player on the ground on Saturday night. He didn't start the ruck after halftime. What was the thinking behind that?
Would have been his rotation because he and Oscar McInerney share the ruck. So that would happen every week. It's sort of preset before the game. So that was the reason for it. We've got great confidence in Oscar as well. And the other thing was that Steph had a pretty big corky in his thigh, which nobody really knew about. But he, battled on through that pretty well. But he was fairly lame late in the game.
So, Fags, this is the query I've got, and this is the art of coaching, of which you've managed to do so brilliantly for a couple of years and been involved for so long. On the one hand, you're going to have the whole of the footy world just saying how great have the Lions been and how brave and how, their finals performances were, I agree with you, were really competitive. But then on the other hand, there's an opportunity there that you've finished with a double chance and you haven't been able to grab it. So how do you weigh up and measure how much stick and how much carrot you give in the review?
It is a hard one. I mean, even after we played Richmond last week, the review was a pat in the back and a kick up the bum. So we'll probably have to do the same thing, Gary. I think you just look at what you did well and what you didn't do so well straight in the eye and don't don't sweep anything under the carpet, and just that's the best way you learn, I think. It's the only way I know, and I think we've got a pretty honest group, and what I've found with them, they are fast learners, and we'll take that approach again when we get the opportunity with them.
Luke, you knew Luke Hodge really well before he arrived at the Brisbane Lions, and now obviously he's retired. And, you know, he's been a great of the game. What did he bring beyond what you thought that he might have been capable of bringing to this group of players?
Yeah, I think he gave more of his time than I thought he would be able to. But every week I would look across into the players' areas where the computers were, and he'd be sitting there with a young defender or a young midfielder, watching his tape with him, pointing things out, trying to help him and make him better. His influence on the leadership group and their maturity over the last 2 years has been exceptional, and I'm sure that without his example, that wouldn't have occurred. And he's just so willing to give his time, not just to other players, but also the club in general, just to promote us and improve the image of our footy club. Hodgie's one of those all-in sorts of guys, and I thought maybe in the last 2 years he might just ease back a little bit, but that wasn't the case. If anything, he probably went harder at it than he did in his days at Hawthorn because he knew the group was so young.
If anything, his legacy's even been enhanced further, which is hard to imagine given what he's achieved. So going forward with Hodgie, he would have options everywhere. So from a media point of view, I think there would be an option to go down that path. But from what I'm hearing you there, Fags, it sounds like he's sort of got potential AFL senior coach written all over him.
Oh, I think he has, but it's whether he wants to go down that pathway, I suppose. You've got to be half mad to want to do it, probably. Probably. And if you're not, it sends you mad. I think what Hodgie wants to do over the next little while is just explore all his options. So he'll have a part-time coaching role at our club. He'll do some work in the media. He'll do some corporate work as well. And I think over a period of time, he'll make up his mind. I personally think that he's got the capacity to be a senior coach. I've seen his maturity over the last 11 or 12 years really grow. He understands more the nuances now of working with different individuals. I thought, when he first was captain at Hawthorn, he was pretty brutal and treated everybody the same way and would upset a few. But now I think he understands you've got to, treat different people different ways. And I just see that there's more growth in him in that area. He understands the game so very, very well. So that's not an issue. It's just a matter of whether he wants to go down that pathway. Well, he doesn't, but he's given himself all the options at the moment.
Has he ever? He might just need a year perhaps to take and draw a little bit of breath. What did Lachie Neale say to you about the contact that was allegedly made to him around his face?
He felt contact. He didn't know. He had no idea who it was. It wasn't enough to stop him from playing on. It just caused him a little bit of disturbance for a few seconds, and he dusted it off and kept going. So was
it around the eyes? Did he mention eyes at all?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't in the eyes. It was more to the nose, was what he said to me yesterday.
Right. Okay. Well, we're only guessing. We don't know quite what will happen, but we expect the appeal is coming. Of all the four remaining teams, who do you like most? Who's played the best footy against you guys?
Richmond. And Collingwood were very good earlier in the year, but that was, that was round five. So it's hard to know whether they're going as well now as they were then. We were hoping we might get a chance to find out this week. But Richmond, for me, is the side that's in form at the moment. They've had the experience. They're tough. Their system stands up under pressure. They'd be hungry after last year's preliminary final loss. So I think the Tigers.
Chris, what do you need to add to your group to take you to the next level, do you think?
It's a good question. I feel like we've not got as many holes as we used to have.
Yeah.
And some of it will just be the growth and development of our younger players, getting better for the experiences that they've had because they've continued to improve quite a lot this year. So, McCluggage has probably gone from a B grader to an A grader this year, but can he improve again? Berry the same. Witherden, Rayner, those guys. So natural improvement in the group. I think a little bit more speed out of our back end would be helpful.
Have you targeted anyone, really, Chris?
No, not really. We've got a few irons in the fire, but, as all clubs do, we plan and prepare and see what this next period begins, which is sort of the mad part of the year, isn't it? People move everywhere, it seems now, but we'll definitely be trying to improve our team through trade and draft and just see what we can get to come to our club.
And, Fags, just a quick one. We appreciate your time. What's your advice to the boys now with preliminary final and grand final? Do you say watch it? Do you say get down there and try and get a ticket and soak it up? What's your advice there?
Oh, I think it's a personal choice sort of thing, but I'm hopeful that all of them will take the time to watch it. And by and large, most of our guys have turned into students of the game over the last 2 or 3 years. I couldn't question that part of them, so I think naturally they will. Whether they get down to watch the games live or watch them on TV, that's another thing, but we'll definitely encourage that. And as I say, the most valuable learning is that learning you get playing in finals. So, our young group, I think they're still the second youngest list in the competition, has had the opportunity to play in a couple this year, which is just invaluable.
Well, it was one of the great stories. We love watching the Lions. We love what you've been able to do in a short period of time. I know also you had a lot to do with Spud. We might send you up a tape of the rub that we played on the weekend. It might just give you a bit of a laugh.
I'd love to. I'd love to hear that, Gary. And I'm sorry for your loss too, mate.
Good on you, mate. Great to talk to you. Chris Fagan, the Brisbane Lions coach.